with the Bills Hall of Fame wide receiver Andre Reed. About 7 weeks ago, you got elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How has your life changed in these last 7 weeks?
It's been a whirlwind. No, it's just, you know, I'm just going to be me. I think a lot of things are coming at me right now. I was in Canton a couple days ago and really took an informative kind of tour of the place because I never done that before. So, and I said this to you before, you walk in that building, it's like no other building in the world, next to the White House probably. So it's changed a lot. I think, you know, the noticeability has always been there, but now it seems like it's really noticeable now. So it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
I'm sure you noticed this the other day in Canton, and you'll notice it again in August. There's no place that cherishes Pro Football Hall of Famers more than the city of Canton.
Let me tell you, it's a full-on celebration for a week, and they really go all out, not only for the city of Canton, but all football fans all over the country and the world. So it's their Super Bowl. It's their Oscars. It's their whatever, and they make sure all the Hall of Famers that are being inducted and their families, the past Hall of Famers, they make sure they're all taken care of. Yeah. It's a great weekend.
Yeah, a couple of weeks after you were named to the Hall of Fame, it was announced that the Bills and the Giants are going to play in the Hall of Fame game the day after you go in. That adds a little bit of extra luster to that.
It sure does. And, you know, me and Russ are real good friends, Russ Brandon, and Russ told me that. He actually told me that before the Super Bowl, the day of the Super Bowl. But I said, man, that would be great. That would just be befitting that, you know, two players from different teams going in the Hall, and then the game is kind of the coup de grace for everything. So it's just going to be a great weekend for Bills fans all over the country. You're going to see Bruce and Thurman and Jim and Marv and hopefully Ralph and, you know, all the Bills, Joe D, Billy Shaw, all those guys will be there to see five guys, and I said this before, you see me, Thurman, Bruce, and Jim, and James Lofton, I forgot James, all on one stage at one time that played together in the same era on the same team. I mean, that's hard to see. You won't never see that again.
It only took you about a week after you got named to the Hall of Fame for you to decide that Marv Levy was going to present you. There couldn't be a better guy for that.
Couldn't be a better guy. You know, I had Jim on there. I had Bill Polian, which they probably would have done a great job also. But Marv was, to me, probably the most, not seasoned because he's done it twice.
Right.
But, you know, Marv has a way of catching your attention. And we always talk about the big words he uses. And I'm sure you'll have a couple big words. And he'll ask Thurman to look up a couple of those words again. But I just thought it was just, you know, the right fit for Marv to do that.
Do you have any thoughts on the current Buffalo Bills? I know you do follow them. You've been to at least one game last year, maybe a couple of games. Any thoughts on where the Bills are headed these days?
I do see an upside. I mean, you know, everybody's saying, well, 14 years they haven't been in the playoffs. It's, you know, Marv said, hey, winning is hard. I mean, it's easy, but it's difficult. It's easy to do, but there's a lot of steps that have to be taken to win football games in this league. You know, I see this team they're on the road. And I think fans are impatient. They want right now to win right now, and they deserve that. But I think, you know, the organization is going in the right direction. You know, it's all going to a certain point, it's going to be dependent on how EJ plays this year and how his health-wise is. That was a big issue last year with the different quarterbacks. But defensively, they're great. I think they got one of the best front sevens in the game. And they picked up a few guys in free agency. So offensively, you know, healthier CJ. Fred Jackson's always going to be that guy you can depend on. Receivers, you know, with Stevie, and hopefully he has a better year this year than he had last year. I would like to see them pick up a receiver in the draft somewhere. Remember, maybe the first pick. You never know their pick. A bigger receiver that can really, you know, because now that's really how it is now, big receivers. It'll be interesting to see how they mesh together. But, you know, I see an upside for this team, and I'm really excited about this year. We're excited every year. Hopefully we can get out of that drought of not being in the playoffs. But, you know, Doug's got them on the right trail. I mean, Doug's a good coach, and I'm sure they have bought into, you know, what his philosophy is. But now they can turn that philosophy into wins.
Last thing, Andre, all of us were saddened by the news about a week ago about the recurrence of cancer for Jim Kelly, and I know as a former teammate, you especially feel that pretty deeply, you and the rest of Jim's teammates.
Yeah, he's not only a teammate, he's a family friend. And, you know, I'm in the Hall of Fame because of Jim Kelly and numerous other people, but he's the guy that threw me in footballs most of the time. So, you know, we had that family atmosphere here for years with Jim and Thurman and Bruce and Daryl and Cornelius and Steve Tasker and Kelso. I can go all, I can be here for 10 days telling you about all the guys, but, and we're still like that today. And I think people don't realize that, you know, we're still tight today and we still like to know how each other's doing. And then this thing with Jim, it even shows you how life can change really fast. And it really puts in perspective of what friends mean and how you, you know, what it just puts it in for what it means, man. It means, you know, your friends are your friends. And you never know from what day to what day if they're going to be here or something goes down, you never know. And, you know, I'm praying for him and his family. And the Kelly family is like my family. And, you know, give Big Jill a big hug and give Aaron and Cameron a big hug. And just say, hey, it's going to be okay. It's in God's hands, and they know that. So, but you know, Jim's going to be all right. You know, he's a tough guy. He's a tough hombre, if you want to say it. Yeah.